The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Holidays Travel Podcast. This week with Paul and I, we are covering St. Pete Clearwater. In studio with us, we have Brian and Pete, and they will be chatting to us all about things St. Pete and Clearwater. Hi, Brian. Hi, Pete. And hi, Paul. You're very welcome.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. Hey, great to see y'all. Thanks for having us today.
And lovely to have some guests on from Florida and from London to talk about this great destination on the Tampa coast side of Florida. Really, really good. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. So we'll kick off maybe. Where exactly is St. Pete Clearwater located and what area does it cover?
Yeah, so St. Pete Clearwater is really centrally located on Florida's west central Gulf Coast. So we're about 90 minutes west of Orlando, just to the west of Tampa. So we're in the greater Tampa Bay area. And we are made up of 24 unique destinations within the St. Pete Clearwater area.
Wow.
11 different beach towns, each one a different individualized beachfront community. And that's really the story of St. Pete Clearwater and kind of the heart of West Central Florida beaches.
Oh, it is just gorgeous, Jill. Like, it is just pristine beach.
Wow.
In a line running down the Gulf Coast.
Oh, it sounds
amazing.
It is just,
it's a long time since I've been, but I have such great memories of being there. So I'm really looking forward to hearing all about it and how it's changed and what's new and what's relevant for holidaymakers when they're looking to spend some time in the St. Pete Clearwater area.
Certainly.
Yeah. And what is the weather like year-round in the destination?
So it's fabulous. It's very different to what we get on this side of the pond, for sure. It's, you know, year-round sunshine. It doesn't matter what month you come to the area, you're going to be having the perfect beach day. We like to say, you know, every day's a beach day. So if you're coming in, my favorite time coming over, October, November. So you get nice dry days, you're getting long days of sun. But even in spring, summer, yeah, every day's a beach day. It's the perfect place to come around for a bit of sunshine, no matter the time of year.
Brilliant.
It is. Like, I remember any time of the year that I was there, like, it was hard to work. And I was there for work. I was looking at hotels and driving up and down and working with our local agent to kind of get a feel for the destination. But it was just, and we would be there in November, December, and we'd be there in the summertime. And it was always just, as Peter said, bliss.
And would November, December be kind of the high peak kind of travel months?
So popular coming over, you know, October through to early December is that kind of shoulder season. It's where, you know, Europe's getting a little bit too cold to be hitting up the beach and the pool. So we see a lot of, you know, Irish holidaymakers coming over to us then. We also see it again in that springtime, March through May. And then again, summer holidays, super, super popular with families and destinations. So summer holidays are also another peak for us and for Irish holidaymakers coming in.
Like, when you have 12 months of sunshine and you have that gorgeous climate year round, it really is.
Yeah.
Whatever time suits you to go is the best time to go on holidays.
People ask me all the time, when's the best time to come in? And just as someone who's lived here my whole life, we see Pete mention that at October through early December is kind of our shoulder season. And so it's a great opportunity where personally, I think that's the best weather of the year. You're in the 70s. It's still sunny. It's gorgeous. You have less people here, so a little less crowded. And you can really get some great rates on accommodations and the different excursions, tours that you're going to do. So I always recommend that October through December period.
Very good. And where would you fly into and could you twin center it with another destination like Florida?
Absolutely. Coming in from Dublin, you know, you've got that pre-clearance coming straight over. So you go straight through customs in a whiz. From Dublin, you'd be going into Orlando, which, as Brian mentioned, is only 90 minutes from our destination. Super speedy. We see a lot of people twinning our beaches with Orlando. And, you know, they get the magic from the parks, Universal, Disney. They knacker themselves out and then they come over for some beach therapy with us and relax on what America's best beach is. So really, really quick, you know, Aer Lingus straight into Orlando, 90 minutes to us. It's, we are the number one twin center of choice for holidaymakers leaving Orlando. If they're not leaving, you know, the state of Florida, they're right on our doorstep.
It is just so easy. And as Pete says, Jill, like that direct service with Aer Lingus year round, Dublin, Orlando.
Yeah.
Is just brilliant. Like I've done it a few times and it makes the journey, whatever about going out, coming back, it makes it easy. But there's also tons of other options into Orlando in terms of coming in from other US gateways.
Yeah.
But the ease and the simplicity of getting out of Orlando International onto the motorway and straight down to St. Pete Clearwater, it's just a doddle. But I think for most of our holidaymakers, they're probably going to twin Orlando. They're probably going to do Orlando, do the theme parks, do all of the fun bit first. But they've got to give themselves a bit of time off.
Yeah.
Because if you just do
relaxing,
if you just do Orlando, you're just not getting the whole picture.
No.
Yeah, it's a holiday from your holiday is how we view it. You need to come and relax. Margarita in hand, unobscured views of the sunset, white sugar sands. It really is paradise. And people don't know that it is right on their doorstep when they're in Orlando. And we have Busch Gardens about half an hour from
us. Of course, yeah.
Still get the action, no go our way.
Yeah, so if you're getting withdrawals from a theme park, they have their own.
They have their own. Very good. And what would be the best areas to stay in when visiting St. Pete Clearwater?
Yeah, two of my favorites are constantly ranked as some of the favorites from travelers all over the world as some of the best beaches, not only in Florida, not only in the U.S., but the entire world. So at the north end of the destination, we have Clearwater Beach. They were just ranked the number 2 beach in the United States, the number 17 beach in the world. Is really the epicenter of our resorts. So a lot of new inventory on the hotels. Most of these resorts have been built in the last 5 to 15 years. So it's great product. We've got one of the newest is the Opal Collection, and they have the Opal Sands right on the water on the beach there at the southern end of the beach, and their sister property, which is actually connected, Opal Seoul. So when you go to one of those, you actually get two resorts in one. You get to access all the amenities, all the pools, all the restaurants, all the activities for the kids. That's a great option. Just south of the bridge there and on Sand Key is the Sheraton Sand Key. And it's been around for over 50 years now. They've got their own private beach. It's the widest portion of the beach in the entire destination. And they just went through a full remodel of the property. It looks amazing. And that's really your quintessential Florida beach vacation spot. And one of the favorites for international travelers coming into destination. But the great part about the destination is the diversity of the regions. And so at the southern end of the beaches, we've got 35 miles of beaches. And at the southern end, you have St. Pete Beach. And this is a little bit more laid back. They do have some of those resorts, but a little bit more of a local feel. And that's home to the iconic Don Cesar property that's coming up on 100 years of being in operation. We call it the Pink Palace. You've probably seen it in a number of Hollywood films. They shoot a lot of movies there. And they also are home to the Tradewinds Resort on St. Pete Beach. So if you're coming with the family, I don't think you can find a resort out there that has more amenities for the family and the kids to do. They've got multiple pools. They've got the water slides. They've got kids activities, putt-putt golf. They've got the little boats, paddle boats, zip lines. It's just an amazing place to take and have a family Florida beach vacation.
Oh, you were bringing me right back, Brian, because like I can remember Sheraton Sand Key. I've visited the Don Cesar and the Tradewinds and a couple of the others around that location. But yeah, absolutely. I am visualizing that stunning beach.
I've never been, so am I.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, and it's so sad. Like it is real sand, Jill. Like it is.
Oh. Do you know what's an underrated bit, actually, to add on to that? There's a little twin center within our destination. So as Brian said, in South County, St. Pete Beach, it's 15 minutes from downtown St. Pete, the city of St. Petersburg. It's Tampa's fun little sister is how I put it. It's the sister one to Tampa, straight over the bridge from the airport. It is a haven of independent restaurants, bars, breweries, towering murals, some of the best museums around, and has a massive pier in downtown with art installations, a marina, rooftop tiki bar. It's incredible. It's really transformed in the past 10 to 20 years. It's really, really cosmopolitan, chic. Some of the best dining you'll get in Florida and beyond. It's fabulous. And it's kind of the epicenter of where we joined the Florida Michelin Guide as well. It's incredible.
And that's only 15 minutes from St. Pete's Beach.
Yep, 15 minutes door to door. It's a must do. If you're staying down there, morning coffee in downtown, go for a stroll around the murals. In the evening, rooftop bar or rooftop pool. Like, yeah. It's, yeah.
Oh. Oh, you're selling it to me. Yeah, because I loved Tampa, but we never did St. Petersburg town or St. Petersburg city. When we were there, we were probably just too focused on looking at the hotels along the beach and seeing what would work for our. But that's a great tip. And tell me more about it. What else is there to do in the city?
So much. I think my favorite part, and Brian, you'll probably agree, is Central Avenue. It's about a 32 block long, all walkable. I mean, the whole downtown St. Pete, you don't need a car. There's fabulous public transport, but also you can walk it. All independent. So restaurants, cafes, bars, art galleries, museums, rooftops, loads of great hotels. It's incredibly colourful. It's vibey. And I feel like that's the area of downtown that, to me, goes at the heart of the city. It feels like this is St. Pete showing St. Pete is. That bit going to the little bay bit down the front by the Vannoy, which is a fabulous light pink hotel, celebrated 100 years this year. That section for me is fabulous. You can do boat trips, art galleries. You've got the Dali Museum down there. There's, yes, so much. So much.
One of the best, to Pete's point, down in Central Avenue, that whole downtown St. Pete area, that's really it's always buzzing with activity. Boom. And it's all local. So all the shops, all the art, it's all local. You're not going to see the big brands there. So you're going to see the local creators and shop makers, and restaurateurs are down there. It's walkable. There's over 12 museums just in that downtown St. Pete that you can walk from. There's art galleries everywhere. Over 600 murals. So it's almost a outdoor art gallery that you can go and check out, whether you're walking, you're biking, you're on a scooter. And it's just a great time to go down there and explore. And one of the best parts about it being so centrally located between St. Pete and St. Pete Beach is that you can start your morning in St. Pete and watch the sun come up over the bay. And you can end your day on St. Pete Beach, just down the street, and watch the sun set. So it's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
That sounds really, really cool.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And you mentioned there about the transport, but would you need to rent a car, or is the public transport a good option for people staying in St. Pete's and Clearwater?
Yeah. Once you get to the destination, there's really not a need for a car. We've got, from the two airports, we've got two local airports here. So we've got direct, the grouper, they call it, from St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. And they just launched a brand new direct transit route from Tampa International Airport to the heart of downtown St. Petersburg every 15 minutes. We have the Sunrunner, which will actually, it's a direct line from downtown St. Pete, an express bus lane that takes you right down to the sand on St. Pete Beach. As Pete said, it takes about 15 minutes. It's great. One of the most popular things, both from residents and visitors along the beaches, is called the Jolly Trolley. And that goes from up at the north end of the destination, Tarpon Springs, all the way down to St. Pete Beach. It's a cute trolley, and you're driving right along the beach, and it's magnificent. You can get on and off, stop at different bars, restaurants, shops. It's great. And we even just launched a cross bay ferry. So one of the great things about being a peninsula on a peninsula and being surrounded by water is we can utilize our waterways as a mode of transportation. So we've got the cross bay ferry that'll take you from downtown St. Pete over to downtown Tampa and vice versa. So this is a great opportunity to just get on the water. You don't have to get in a car. You don't have to ride in a taxi, and you go right across our beautiful bay. You can have some food, a beverage on your way there, and you can experience both Tampa and St. Pete. So there's plenty of options here once you get here. And then, as Pete said, if you're on Clearwater Beach, you can access everything there. And if you're in St. Pete, you can walk everywhere.
Brilliant. Great.
Brilliant.
And what can families expect when visiting the area?
Yeah, I think what you're going to find is it's a really welcoming, accessible area for families, and you've got a ton of variety. And so whether you just want to come and relax, you're getting done with your stay over at the parks in Orlando, and you just want to relax on the beach at a beautiful resort, you can do that. Many of the properties, too, have different camps and activities for the younger children to have, so mom and dad can just relax and enjoy the beach. But we also have plenty of activities around for the different age groups. And so whether it's dad's looking to go out, we've got over 17 public golf courses around here, a number of resort golf courses, ranked some of the best in Florida. Mom can go and check out some of the amazing local shopping in the shopping districts, whether that's Safety Harbor, Dunedin, St. Petersburg. And then the kids, all the kids, they come and they want to go to Clearwater Marine Aquarium. They want to go out on a parasailing, or they want to go fishing on a charter boat, or maybe they want to go on one of the dolphin watching cruises. There are just so many activities that are family friendly that everyone can enjoy together.
Oh, that's brilliant.
The beaches themselves as well are really good for families. Not that any body of water is safe, but, you know, our beaches, they're wide. The water is nice and shallow. There are sandbanks. You know, the water just kisses the shore. So it's fabulous for young ones to enjoy the sea as well.
Very good. And is the accommodation affordable in St. Pete's Clearwater?
Yeah, I would say, looking kind of like at general prices in Florida, I reckon we rank pretty well in terms of accommodation prices. We've got a little bit of everything. If you're fancying a really small mom and pop style motel hotel on the beach where you're one of 25 rooms and you want to feel part of their family, you can go there. We've got chic properties that are new and up and coming. We've got grand resorts, sprawling family ones. There really is kind of a budget level for everyone. And even our kind of more bigger resorts, as Brian said, the Trade Winds Group, so the Island Grand and the Rumfish, they have fabulous rates. And obviously booking through Click and Go, you've got some brilliant rates as packages together, especially on the twin side as well. So yeah, I would say more of an accessible destination in terms of budgets across the boards, beyond brilliant. The hotels, in restaurants, at the bars. We do actually have our own passport you can download from the website called Funshine Savings Passport. Exclusive deals and discounts when you land. So, you know, the euros go even further when they're dollars.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great. And it's Funshine.
Yeah, Funshine Savings Passport. Yeah, go straight on there.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Our website, go straight and you can download it for free.
Brilliant. That's really cool. Thanks for that tip. That was awesome. And what is the dining scene like? Are there any must-try local spots or food specialities in St. Pete's Clearwater?
Man, that's a really great question. It's something that we love talking about because the food's so diverse. And I think that people have the mindset of historically what we've been known for is the fresh seafood and the grouper sandwich, right? You come to St. Pete Clearwater, you come to Florida, you got to have a fresh local grouper sandwich. And so if you're doing that, one of my favorite spots is up on Clearwater Beach, Krabby's Pavilion. They just took over from the Palm Pavilion. It's been in operation over 60 years. And one of the places where you can just, you know, you can dine and you can hang out on the beach. They have tables, so you can just have your toes in the sand, eat a grouper sandwich, have a great pina colada, and listen to live music from local artists all day long. That's pretty tough to beat.
What is a grouper sandwich? What is that?
A grouper sandwich. So grouper is, we are the grouper capital of the world. And that is a deep water fish, bottom fish that you catch here. And 70% of the grouper you will eat come from right here in St. Pete Clearwater in John's Pass. That's where the commercial fleet is. And this meat on this fish is just, it's a white, flaky, delicious, mouth-watering fish. It's my favorite. Anybody who lives here locally, that's a staple. And there's many ways you can eat it, many ways you can prepare it. Everybody's got their own favorite spot, their own way to cook it. But when you come to St. Pete Clearwater, you've got to have that grouper sandwich. The Tides, speaking of local spots, the Tides Market up in Safety Harbor, a cute little downtown in the northeast portion of the destination. They source all their seafood locally. So you can see and it tells you exactly the docks that they got it from, whether it's Tarpon Springs, whether it's John's Pass, St. Pete Beach. And it's amazing. They were just second year in a row recommended for the Michelin Guide. Just a great local spot. And then something that everybody knows us for the grouper, what they probably don't think about is Greek food. And okay. I tell people all the time, Tarpon Springs, it's home to the largest Greek population outside of Greece. And wow. They're right here in St. Pete Clearwater. They call them the Sponge Docks up there on the Anklote River. And you can go up there and get the best Greek food you've ever had. There's a number of options. Everyone's got their favorite. I love Halas. They've got some amazing food. And then right next door, they've got an incredible bakery that you can go get some Greek delights from after dinner. So those are just some of my favorites. I could go on and on about this topic, though.
Pete, your take on the food?
I said, you brought up grouper. I was going to beat you there. Frenchies in Clearwater Beach. It's right on the sand. Insane. They do like a Cajun grouper sandwich. That with garlic crab fries is my favorite beach spot. Again, I'm a bit of a downtown fiend. I love downtown so much. There's a few places, one called Juno and the Peacock, right opposite the Vinoy.
Oh, I love it.
It is New Americana fare. It's really chic. It's a gorgeous meal, but it doesn't feel stuffy or anything like that. You can just come as you are and enjoy a great meal in a gorgeous setting. And they do a starter, an appetizer called Monica's Cornbread. Now, I love a cornbread normally, but this is a hot honey jalapeno cornbread with a jalapeno butter. It is genuinely, it brought a tear to my eye. I've not stopped thinking about it. There, and then there's a random spot right on the Gandhi Bridge where you go over to Tampa from St. Pete. There's a spot right before the bridge. You just turn off before you go onto it, and it's called The Getaway. They were actually featured on the Food Network. It's right on the Intracoastal. It's very like beachy, tiki vibes. They've got an A2 page just on margaritas and mojitos. And their jalapeno poppers are hollowed out, filled with a pulled brisket, cream cheese, wrapped in bacon and smoked for 12 hours. Game changing. It possibly one of the
delicious
I've ever eaten. So you can really get, you know, the upscale, you can get the real chilled, but they're by far like my favorite bits.
Yeah. I'm glad I had lunch.
Well, I'm starving. I didn't. Yeah. And I didn't now. And I can't decide whether I'm going to Krabby's Pavilion or The Getaway. But I am definitely
You can't
I'm
go
definitely
wrong.
Going to one. But I'm also a sucker for Greek food, so I hadn't heard about all of this Greek food provenance that you have in Tarpon Springs and that whole area, yeah.
Brilliant. And are there any unique cultural festivals or events in St. Pete's Clearwater worth planning a trip around?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that we've seen actually in our data is that more and more visitors are coming to the destination because of the events, and they're planning their vacations around their favorite events. And so two of my personal favorites in St. Pete for over 20 years, we've been home to the St. Pete Grand Prix. And this is IndyCar racing right in the streets of downtown St. Petersburg, right on the magnificent waterfront. They call it the Monaco of IndyCar racing. And it's just a great event. It's a week long, drivers from around the world, fans from around the world. It's pretty incredible to see IndyCars driving through the corners, through the big towers on the downtown streets of St. Pete that we normally drive and walk on, and they're doing it at 200 miles an hour. So that's quite the spectacle. Clearwater Beach has another one every springtime, the Sugar Sand Festival. And this is extremely unique. Hundreds of thousands of people go to this each year, and it's in April, and they set up under a massive tent. It takes them a couple weeks to build this tent over the beach, but they get sand sculptors from all over the world, the best sand sculptors in the world. They come and they have a theme. This year it was sports, And they create these magnificent sandcastles and works of art that you can come and see. They did some pretty amazing things there. There's different musical acts each night. It's just a really cool party and experience right there in the sand.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Great. I love the sound of the Indy cars though in the downtown of St. Pete's.
Yeah. I'd say it'd be something to see, definitely. And apart from enjoying the beaches, what else is there to do in the area?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
I think we've covered tons. What more can we add?
Yeah, I think Pete touched on one of the things we talk about here. Everyone knows about the beaches. And so we talk about ourselves kind of in a beach culture fashion. And a big part of that culture is the art scene. You know, whether it's downtown St. Pete, Safety Harbor, Clearwater, Tarpon Springs, Gulfport, there are creators all over the destination. So the local art galleries are amazing. The larger museums are incredible. The murals. We're home to the Chihuly collection down at the Marine Arts Center. You can also go there and do glass blowing classes. One of the coolest things, every time I've got folks in town, I say, let's go blow some glass down at the Marine Arts Center. It's magnificent. That's one of the things that if you're not on the beach and you want a different experience, one of the things that I always recommend, go see a gallery, go check out a museum.
Mm-hmm. And you know, while you're in downtown, you can do, you know, ring making. I've done candle making. Yeah. Pretty much make anything. There's, we've got so many distilleries. We've got over 40 breweries to be going to.
We actually
have a passport for that as well. It's called the Gulp Coast Passport. You can tick them off and get freebies. But my favorite bit is the outdoor experiences beyond the beach. You know, if you go above Clearwater or below St. Pete Beach, you've got, above Clearwater, two state parks, Halidisi Island and Honeymoon Island. There are systems of mangroves and miles of untouched pristine beach as if we were never there. They limit how many people, because you can only get to Halidisi Island via ferries. They limit the people that can go there per day. So it's always looked after, never crowded. And then below St. Pete Beach, there's an area called Shelkey and Tierra Verde. Go down there. There's a tour company called Get Up and Go Kayaks. Clear bottom kayaking around mangrove preserves. You see manatee, you see dolphins. If you're lucky, you'll have these little birds swimming underneath you as you kick up the seagrass and they kind of get in their little fishy bites for the day. It is pristine down there. And Get Up and Go are the number one outdoor excursion, you know, in nature for this year in the US, and number two in the world for nature activities. Wow. It's insane.
Like it very much is, I think, like what you are both saying, that whole beach culture. And even if you're not, like, you're asking for things other than the beach, just even driving around and soaking in that location, or getting on that trolley and just that lovely drive from Clearwater south down to St. Pete. It is like, for us, we can't picture it. Like, you have the ocean on one side, you have the intercoastal on the other. Like,
yeah,
you're just soaking it in. Like, it is just a lovely, chilled, laid-back beach destination. Like, you know, you're not going to go there unless you like beaches.
Yeah.
But there's tons more to do.
Yeah,
to keep you busy. And, like, listening to that food options and those distillery options, you're not going to be short of
And you know what? While you're driving down, you're going to see dolphins coming over the bridge into St. Pete. You're going to see them driving down the coastline. You're going to see them. I'd say, you know, obviously we're going to be jet lagged and up early every time we're over. It's about a 5-hour difference. So we're up at 4 in the morning anyway. Head to the beach at 6:30. You're seeing the sun coming up on the other side, pinks and purples. The dolphins are already out. I remember saying to my friends last time we were there, we're doing the little toot dolphin today, guys. Hopefully we'll see them. That was booked at 11 a.m. 6:30, we're in, you know, paddling at sunrise. Dolphin 10 foot in front of us, just swimming away happily.
Wow.
So before 7 a.m., we'd already spotted dolphins. Like, even just existing in the area is cool.
But chill, it's so relaxed. It is so laid back and so kind of just dial it down and just
take it easy.
Take it easy and just go with the flow.
That might contradict my next question.
Yeah, I was looking.
What about the nightlife and live music and things like that in the area?
It's great. You know, if you're on the beach, St. Pete Beach is prolific for it. It's fabulous. You can literally throw a stone and hit four beach bars with views of the sunset, with live music every night. So, you know, the beaches are a fantastic place for that evening scene. Whether you're drinking or not, you're going to have a good time. And then again, Clearwater, loads of bars, rooftops. Downtown is packed full of bars, rooftop bars. And there's a fantastic nightclub. And I'm not much of a club person. Contrary to probably what you'd think. But there's one called Goodnight John Boy in downtown, which is a 70s themed club, all on vinyl. You've got the, you know, the glitter ball turning and making it all sparkly. And everyone's turning up in bell bottoms and dressed up for the occasion. It's like taking a step back into the 70s. And it's just, that's part of the vibe of downtown, is every turn there's something special. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
I love the sound of that. Good night, John Boy. That's brilliant. Yeah,
brilliant. And lastly, how do locals typically spend their weekends?
From my perspective, I think in many of the locals, we have, I want to say we have more boats registered here in St. Pete Clearwater than anywhere else in the state of Florida. And so we like to be out on the water on the weekends in our downtime. We call it salt therapy. And there's nothing better than getting some salt water in your hair and some vitamin D out there on the water. And so any way to really get out on the water, get outside, and whether that's renting a boat, whether that's renting a private fishing charter, there's hundreds of world-class fishing charter captains around the destination. You can get them in Clearwater, St. Pete Beach, everywhere. Jet skis. We even have something that's been very popular with visitors and locals, is they are floating tiki huts, and you get a captain who drives you around, and it's a tiki bar that floats, and they'll take you out and you can enjoy the sunset out on a tiki hut over the water in the Gulf, or they will take you out to, you and your friends, your group, out to just the sandbar where all the locals are hanging out, anchored up, relaxing, spending the day on the water. So I like to spend my time on the water, and I tell every visitor that comes, you got to find a way to get off the land and get on water.
Oh, perfect.
That sounds great.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have we missed anything? Anything else we need to touch on?
I think it's just that emotional part. It really is so relaxing. If you need somewhere where your heart rate to drop, you want to be completely zen, but also if you fancy dialing up, you can. I think that's the whole thing, is why not? You know, we've got everything, because why not? Go and do what you fancy, enjoy it. Anything you can do in any part of Florida that is special to that area, we have in one place. It's just fantastic. I can't say that enough. For someone that doesn't live there, I have the absolute honor of getting to talk about it and visit it. It really is beyond magical, genuinely.
It sounds
perfect.
It sounds like a great place.
But thank you both. Yeah. You've really brought it to light. You brought it back for me in terms of like wanting to be there, because I can just picture driving over the bridge from Tampa and kind of going, phew, because it would always be after, you know, a bit of time in Orlando, and you could just breathe, and there was just that sense of chill now.
Mm.
That's actually one of my favorite parts of traveling, is when I get back home after a trip, like you said, heading west over the 7 mile bridge, just watching that sun go down. It's pretty amazing. And it's quite the welcome when you're here coming on vacation as well.
Mm. Very jealous. We're very jealous. Yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know, Brian is sitting there right now while we're in London and Dublin, respectively. He's in Clearwater Beach. So we are very, very, very jealous of you.
You're always welcome. And Pete's basically, you know, around town here, they call him St. Pete. I mean, he's an honorary, local.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for listening. If you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can subscribe. Thanks again for joining us today. And thanks to our listeners. And thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you all.